Sharon is Karen. By End Politicians, September 3, 2026 blog, Eye of Sauron, Offended by the Alphabet? Politics, propaganda, pulpify, scum of the earth, shock gobbles, skulking in the shadows, slop trough, stupidity incarnate, throne trolls writing. Foreword. USA. 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 Fossilized, aggrandized. The straw that broke back mountain a camel toe. Talk about wetting the bed. Spread eagle. To the sea floor. Watered down. Back, 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 back. Hey, it's Trump's amphetamine-addled and rattled homoerotic pharmacy fantasy. Let him get his fill. Americanism phantasm orgasm. They be full of that shit. Loquacious logoreic lexicon lullabies. What a queer fellow in a queer land. So goes the empire. Public cross-burning to public cross-dressing in way less than a century. Talk about going south in a hurry. On the knees they plunder as they please. Melania doth pegleg Trump's alter ego, no? America syndrome. Total meltdown. But could such a greedy man's alter ego be no other than Dollar Heron? Oh yeah, spread that shit around, America, chintzy spread eagle thinly draped veneer. Though really, could such a tiny effeminate-handed man just plain go by Dollar Heron in his hanky-panky-yanky receivership, so as to not let on that being a mighty mite sodomite lobotomite is more American than Dollar Heron? Any form of wealth other than to dollar hair one's own wealth in figurative numerical public display, so as to downtrodden them hoi polloi of zero joy aforementioned victims of death throes financialization gone catastrophically awry. So when is the douche coin and enema coin IPO compelled unraveling? Do the flush, let it all out. California dreamin' on such a metaphorical nuclear winter's day. You mean Ontario, California? Or is it America, California now? Who the fuck knows anymore when foresight goes out the window in favor of foreskin presidential rationale? Does Canada not just want its wet back? You mean like Lake Ontario? But Lake Ontario never went anywhere, except for the delusions of an amphetamine-tweaking dollar herring Karen and Americanism phantasm, orgasm miasma chasm priapism truism, snowballing down the corporate whore Yankee doodle inbred canoodle machination infatuation, did it? Well, there is now that saliently apparent Gulf of America, so deep and dark and non-reflective. Lake America, now half bordering insanity upon the Gulf of America. Though you will not be spared the idiocy of the Trump administration not changing Moosehead Lake in the state of Maine to Bud Light Lake. Four Moosehead Breweries is one of Canada's oldest breweries, and so as such would not be a full-on Americanism phantasm orgasm to have an American lake share the name with a Canadian brewery. And what about New England and New York and New Jersey? For a country so Pinocchio braggadocio about sticking it to the crown all them years ago, America sure has a Velcro womb craving crown assimilation fetish with carrying on symbiosis of the lamb lion's financialization perversion. And why is the pound sterling worth so much on the forex market? With an economy and realm they so dwell, England should be bartering in squirrel foreskins, used chip and chip oil and spent feminine hygiene products. Is England truly not just the financialization capital of financialization gone wrong with all that old fugly tuto and associates funny money and faggot sorcery, holy grail antics outsourced to that wacky Americanism phantasm orgasm? Hey, can one not hypothesize as to how the synthesized squalor makes the world go round? Oh magic memory machine, have we not been here before some time before in Americanism phantasm orgasm linguistic nincompoopery before Dollar Heron's nouveau Reich bankruptcy seizure? Oh, epilepsy fit? Garth Wayne, if you would please. Doodle-o, 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 doodle-o. Ah, yes, those fucking freedom fries. You mean French fries, right? Well, yeah, they used to be French fries till France did not support the USA. 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 Bogus war of globalist factional terror for oil and drugs and profits and power and dislocation and schizophrenia after 9/11, of which the Trump administration is attempting to polish of poorly to this very fucking day. Yup, those fucking freedom fries of Americanism phantasm orgasm. Freedom fries. Because America and Americans, definitely not a crown in America faction and company, needed the Americanism phantasm orgasm freedom to obliterate all the Muslim nations for aforementioned corporate whoredom and officially ring in the 21st century crusade to bring American pornography and cola wars and Western oil conglomerates and Israeli expansion and neutered servile leaders. Middle East geographical locations over in chaos. Don't forget America's secret recipe handed down by them. British tallywhackers. Yes, the empire's freedom is the vassal state serfdom. Get your Americanism phantasm orgasm freedom. Touchdown end zone, catch the hurl. Watered down, Bud Light bottoms up, spread eagle advert spurt alert, swallow it all. Yup, it's Trump's amphetamine-addled and rattled homoerotic pharmacy fantasy. Let him get his fill. Americanism phantasm orgasm. They be full of that shit. Loquacious logoreic lexicon lullabies of his administration's lowly liege liquors lobbyist lobotomite loadmasters. Trump don't need Canada, he just wants to make it his submissive bitch in order to fill his hanky-panky-yanky hold with Canada's deposits and virile goods. Trump don't need Canada, so much he pretty much begged for Canadian business to join the Nouveau Reich, his globalist faction puppet strings attached. Canada will socialize itself back to the Stone Age rather than kowtow to a tactless and uncouth loudmouth and Cluddite followers. Iran will take full advantage of a paper eagle's Cluddite administration's pathetic attempt to cowardly bomb it into submission. Israel will always be the sphincter that pinches the hanky-panky-yanky loaf. When lobotomites and Cluddites converge in a Nouveau Reich, the empire's subjects will withdraw further in every which way, mid-terminal illness and mindless retribution to roam free at whatever cost. Puppet masters and salted popcorn feasts, all sides of the same coin, repeat grooming the stool for nutrition. Say, does anyone else find it odd that the mainstream media is now reporting that Russia is unable to make any advances in the Ukraine war, so they are now planning a false flag attack against NATO, so that NATO will be drawn into the Ukraine war conflict? If Russia is unable to make any gains against Ukraine, why would it bring on the brunt of the NATO alliance? It is basic common sense, and even a lobotomite should be able to muster enough logic to laugh the globalist reduced reporting as coming from an uncut, pure fucking retard source, no? It is the equivalent of saying that shitting one's pants repeatedly and living in said pants for a month is akin to basic hygiene. That is the world we now live in. To ring in the new year, does anyone else just want to drink some moosehead beer at Bud Light Lake in what used to be entirely in the state of Maine, but is now a long and narrow Bud Light Lake and canal, cutting a swath right up and down through New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, because the Trumpian Nouveau Riche Reich decided to terraform and aquaform a Bud Light Lake canal that drained the entirety of what was once Lake Ontario, because those pesky Canadians refused to bend over and revert to an amphetamine-addled and rattled homoerotic pharmacy fantasy extravaganza, while clearly recreationally catching what had to be strictly American fish? Of course, when Bud Light Lake and the adjoining Bud Light Canal was formed, the engineered subsequent strip of American land that was left adjoining Canada was just wide enough to station a few hundred nuclear missiles pointed at endless pesky polar bears and pine trees that refused to grow below, and therefore threaten American sovereignty, was named by the U.S. Congress Israel as the Gaza Strip. Yup, the Gaza Strip, full on despair plane to sea in demented architecture of aggression. Is there even one case in history when a loudmouth came out ahead in the end? It is pretty much universal, is it not? A loudmouth is a loudmouth is a loudmouth is a loudmouth is a buffoon. Need one say more? Hey Canadian political puppet masters in whatever globalist faction cave you dwell, have y'all ever thought about making Cuba the fourth territory of Canada in order us warm weather wishers a warm geographical location to dwell? And to maximize trade talks with America? Seriously, those Cubans might just go for it. Give them a chance to come up here to make more than $3 a day and see what happens. Free welfare for all the lazy ones too. Just stick them in Ontario where they belong, around Parliament and the Prime Minister's office.